You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Oh, buddy, kind of a lame weekend. Sadly, my grandma's in hospice care right now, so we spent a lot of time with her over the weekend, a lot of family stuff. So dealing with that, I did have a chance to hit a brewery with a couple friends this weekend, which was a lot of fun, so kind of decompressed there a little bit. And then Reed had a football game, and we've got one of the dads kind of starting to help out with the football practices and games because he knows a little bit more than the coach, I think. And he's turning into a bit of a nightmare. A lot of like screaming at the kids. was screaming at the poor ref out there, which is like a high school kid who's volunteering, you know.
Sure.
And he's cussing at him and telling him what he's doing wrong. And at one point, the kid turned around and said, "Coach, I don't like the language you are using right now." Which, you know, just thought was kind of funny. It's like, what's this kid going to do, you know? I guess he could just end the game is what we were thinking. It's like, if this goes on any longer, he's just going to be like, the game is done. You guys are done here. Just walk off. But it's just kind of turning into...
When you made that teenage referee sound, was like, what's that comedian, that late comedian Mitch?
Hedberg. Yeah, right. Hedberg.
That's
sir.
What I don't think I like think
the language you are using, sir. So anyway, it's kind of taking the fun out of youth football now, just a little bit.
The parents who live vicariously through their children
is
nothing new, but it's never fun for anyone else.
Oh man, Nick Nack was fired up. She's like, "I'm gonna go say something to him." I'm like, let's just enjoy the show a little bit. It's kind of fun to watch. So yeah, kind of an uneventful weekend for me. How about you?
Yeah, nothing special. Getting some more stuff done around the house. Got the latest leaky pipe repaired on Friday. Hooray for that. But I'm not replacing the... And we even have company coming in this week. My buddy Milo is coming in. And I'm not going to repair the hole in the ceiling. I'm just going to leave it there.
He won't care.
Because the next step is for all of us, we're going to replace all the pipes in the house. And so I'm like, well, why am I going to go to the trouble of patching that up when the whole thing is going to get ripped apart anyway? So, I'm excited to see. I'll be off work for a few days because Milo and his wife and I are going to go do some running around and exploring, and should be fun. I do got to tell you something weird that it was weird and then turned kind of funny. At first, I thought it was a frightening situation. I was on one of my four-mile walks yesterday, and I went, instead of usually turning left at the main road, I turned right, and I went into it's a neighborhood I've walked through before, but not as frequently, so I'm not as familiar. I just certainly don't know any people in the neighborhood. And as I'm walking along, and I got my headphones on, I'm listening to a podcast, I can hear over the podcast on my headphones, I can hear a woman raising her voice. It's not like she was screaming, but she was raising her voice about something.
Okay.
And as I got up close to their house over on the left-hand side, I glance over, she sees me, and she comes walking off her front porch toward me, and she's saying, "Will you please call the police?"
Oh, and you're like, why?
So I immediately, you know, I pause the podcast, I pull my headphones off, and I go, "I'm sorry, are you okay?" She goes, "Can you just please call the police because my son will not let me in the house?"
Oh.
And then 5 seconds later, she goes, "Oh," because I'm grabbing my phone. She goes, never mind. He unlocked the door now. And I go, "Are you okay?" She goes, "Yeah, he's just being a little bit of a jerk, blah, blah, blah." And then she says, makes some sort of comment about teenagers.
Yeah.
So I say, "Okay, you sure?" She goes, "Yeah." So I keep walking. I get to the end of that street, which is a cul-de-sac dead end. I turn around, and when I'm coming back, she's now back out in her yard doing something. And so I double check with her. "Are you
still
sure
good?"
"Okay." She goes, "Yes." Yeah.
Blink
goes,
twice if you're in danger.
She goes, "It's a bratty teenager." She says, "I could have gone in through the garage. And my guess is that she yelled to me to call the police, and that's what got the kid to come unlock the door."
Gotcha. But what if you had picked up and called the police for... It kind of puts you on the spot for a really non-violent activity.
If there's a woman or any other person who is claiming to be in distress over something...
You got to call, I guess.
You got to, you know, better safe than sorry.
Right.
But, but as I kept walking, after the second time I checked with her that she was okay, I'm kind of chuckling to myself, like, can you see this 14-year-old teenager so mad at his mom that he locked... When she goes outside...
I'll show her.
He locks the door. That's his.
Take
that's that. The only power we had as a teenager, right? Because we didn't have a driver's license. We couldn't drive
couldn't really
off or
leave.
Whatever.
You don't have a lot of money to move out. Yeah.
I locked mom out of the house.
I got her good.
God.
What a punk.
He's a total punk. And she said he's a brat. She goes, he's just being a brat.
Well, did you say it all comes down to your parenting, ma'am?